News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A proposed Harris County property tax increase is one step closer to becoming reality, but it is not final just yet. The community will get a chance to weigh in before commissioners take a final vote. Our Shelby Rose is in studio with what you need to know. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Yesterday, commissioners voted to advance a proposed 7.6% property tax rate increase for the next fiscal year. Officials say it could cost homeowners roughly $120 to $200 more a year. This is on the heels of a $180 million budget shortfall the county is facing. It wasn't a unanimous decision, however. The proposal passed by a vote of 3-2, with Commissioner Tom Ramsey and Judge Lena Hidalgo both voting no.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
I'm opposed to this one.
But before the tax rate can be adopted, state law does require a public hearing where residents can voice their opinion. So that will happen before the final vote, all taking place on September 17th. Matt.
All right, Shelby. Well, several Harris County residents are imploring commissioners to cancel the county's contract with Flock. That's after several Texas counties have rejected the mass surveillance technology out of safety concerns and community pushback. Resident Serena Arzu asked commissioners to instead direct those funds to community safety programs.
There are many safety concerns that I and others have with being surveilled by these cameras. County funds should not be allocated to this. These cameras make myself and many others feel unsafe.
In a Substack post over the weekend, Judge Hidalgo called for the court to have a special meeting to reconsider their Flock contract, which was recently renewed. Meanwhile, two cities around Harris County are not moving forward with Flock anymore. The city of Willis has shut down its Flock camera system while they review the technology. Manville City Council leaders also voted unanimously last night to discontinue Flock. And a bacterial disease spread by an invasive insect has been ravaging citrus trees across the country's coastal states. But our Michael Atkinson tells us how a Texas A&M researcher is looking to help.
Citrus greening has decimated as much as 95% of Florida's citrus production. It's a bacterial disease that leads to bitter fruit and kills trees within years. There is no cure, but a new treatment just received clearance from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Texas A&M's Kranthi Mandadi helped make the breakthrough discovery that led to the treatment, and it comes from spinach.
A peptide from a spinach that, you know, can kill the bacteria within these trees, affected trees, and thus you can manage the disease, prevent the losses that, you know, the growers face because of this bacteria.
The EPA gave approval to an agriculture biotechnology company called Silvic to produce the treatment. Farmers could use it as soon as later this year. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
79 degrees currently here on the UH campus.